thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Man, welcome to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wally, and I feel touched today because finally, he's come back. It's been a while, but like they say with The Rock, finally, you can finish the rest.
I shall not. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to my brother. My list of demands were met.
Your demands were met?
My list of demands were met. I got some tea sponsored by Wally. You know, I'm back because it's a special day. It's Magic Johnson's birthday. The greatest of all time, better known as the GOAT.
Hey.
You know, I just came here, you know, to show homage to the greatest player of all time.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's for you, Rodney and BJ. You ever listen to the show, y'all know what I'm talking about. Magic Johnson, the best player ever to ever play this game of called basketball. But first off, we're the Urban Sports Scene, the Eyes Radio Network. You can check us out on the Eyes Radio Network just by checking the site, www.eyesradio.com. We have such shows as TMC, which is hosted by Tom Block and MC Hader. They air Mondays through Fridays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, you have Clutch Sports Radio Show, which is on that airs Thursdays. And check out our homeboys, Crowley and Watts Radio Podcast Show at www.crowleyandwatts.com. And we also have our show syndicated on the internet radio station, Real People Real Talk Radio, which is managed by our good friends from Apple G's. Just make sure you check us out at www.realpeoplerealtalk.com. Well, right now, we're going to go to our tradition, the pregame. Like Al said, today is Magic Johnson's birthday. And Al, what's your Magic Johnson memory?
My Magic Johnson memory is actually the All-Star game where he didn't play. And we didn't play that season. And he was voted. He was the MVP. It was touching, you know, because he didn't play that season. It was a season that bastard Karl Malone didn't want him to play.
Yeah, there we go.
And it was just so great, you know, hitting the three, him posting up, the no-look pass. I mean, it just put a tear in my eye. I mean, I remember it. I remember it came on NBA TV, and I watched it like I didn't see the game before.
Yeah, I feel you.
What's yours?
Mine's is two, actually.
One, you said one.
I said one. But I'm going to go with the one I remember. Actually, it's his comeback. We came back fat. It's funny because, you know, a lot of people make fun of Magic Johnson. They say that Magic Johnson can't play in this era of basketball, in the late 90s and the early, and even like today's day of game of basketball. But Magic Johnson came back overweight, played against athletic people. I remember his first game was against Golden State with Sprewell, and like they were a running gun team. And Magic Johnson still put up like a triple double against them.
Yeah, he played phenomenal. I remember that game.
And as for people who always state that Magic Johnson can't play against quicker players, he did it, and he did it so far from his prime. And that's what I remember. I remember, like, to me, Magic Johnson's the kind of player that we don't see in today's NBA. You know, he's intelligent. He knows where everybody's at, and he's already 10 times ahead of people. You don't get that in today's NBA. You didn't get that even in the 90s. There are limited players who can probably do it, but Magic Johnson, to me, is a champion. You can't put a title on that. He's a champion. You can't say what he can't do. You can only acknowledge what he can do.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, with today's game, people don't have basketball IQ. They have athletic skills.
Yeah.
There's very few players with basketball IQ. Magic Johnson, of course, he could play this game because basketball is still basketball.
There you go.
He knows he's not the fastest, but he's the smartest.
Yeah.
And I'll take the smartest over the fastest any day of the week.
I totally agree. But let's move on down to pregame. This has annoyed me for like the last couple of days. Chad Johnson has been cut by the Dolphins. Some would say because of the alleged reports of him headbutting his wife, Evelyn. We all know her on the Basketball Groupies show. Is Chad, first off, what's your thoughts of the whole situation?
Well, I mean, it's sad. I mean, I stopped watching basketball-wise, but when I was watching it, it showed that Evelyn always was the aggressor. She was always getting in fights. Now, all of a sudden, she claims that Chad headbutted her. From what they said, that Chad had, she found a receipt of condoms in Chad's car. His car, not her car.
Yeah.
His car, number one. Stop snooping, heifer. Okay? So, would Chad be the one that's angry, or would Evelyn be the one that's angry? Who confronted who? So I'm sure Evelyn confronted Chad. Chad said, calm down, calm down. She probably tried to punch him, and he probably tried to block it. She probably tried to punch him again, and their heads collided.
Yeah.
Chad has a bigger head. Of course, he's not going to have the impact.
He's bald.
And he's bald-headed. He's not going to have the impact. She will. I mean, I just think it's disgusting. You know, I mean, honestly, light-skinned girls with funny color eyes, be wary. I'm going to be honest. I mean, I don't... I mean, if, like I said, if you if you're going to date them, you're willing to go to jail.
Yeah, that's my problem. My problem is people aren't using common sense. Like you said, they found a receipt, of condoms in the car. Who is more likely to be upset? Look at the, if we look at Chad Johnson from what he's been in the NFL and even outside of football, and you look at Evelyn, when we get to see on TV, her personality on TV, who would you be more likely to believe in that type of situation? That's my thing. You see a lady who's violent on TV and isn't shy about being violent on TV. You got Chad Johnson, who to me, I mean, it's not an indication on anything. Domestic violence isn't good, but I'm going to say it's not an indication on anything. He doesn't drink. He doesn't get caught up in the law. Until this point, he's never been caught up in the law. So, I mean, he's ever done?
Actually, he was caught up. I'm sorry. Actually, he was. His senior year, he had a domestic violence charge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did. He had a domestic violence charge with his girlfriend. He pleaded no contest. He had to serve community service.
I didn't know that. That's in that situation.
Yeah, he was. See, it was brought into the light a little bit, but it's gonna. I'm sure while this escalates, more things gonna be pulled up. But yes, he did have a domestic violence while he was in college.
Well, that looks bad though. For now, then
about 12 years ago.
That looks bad for him. That looks bad then for now.
Yeah, it looks bad. I mean, but like I say people change. And I don't think Chad hit her. I mean, honestly.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think he hit her either.
I honestly don't think he hit her. I just think that woman, you know that she has rage issues. There's no one can say that she doesn't have rage issues.
Yeah, I know.
And she admitted that she has an anger problem.
Yeah.
And I'm positive that she didn't talk to Chad like a human being.
Yeah.
She probably tried to swing, probably yoke him. I mean, it was disgusting. It was really disgusting, and I'm sorry for Chad. You know, now his career might be over.
Yeah, that's the thing that annoys me, that Chad Johnson has more to lose than this lady. And she knew what she was doing to me. I even heard she had a statement stating that she thinks Chad needs help. I think she's trying to beat Chad to the point, trying to already put out the papers for a divorce and come out with the statement. Now Chad has to come out with a statement. Chad actually, to me, had a classy statement, more of a classy statement than Evelyn. But like you said, this is a valid point. Is Chad's career over?
Are you talking about statement with the hamburgers?
Hamburgers?
Yeah, he had a tweet.
Oh, no, he had a statement stating that he still loves Evelyn to death. He's apologized for what happened. And he said, my fans, basically said, I'm paraphrasing, my fans, don't worry, I'm going to work hard and train hard so I get another opportunity in the NFL. Hamburger statement. Where'd he get that?
Yeah, on some Twitter, he said, I'm going to paraphrase it. He said, you know, what's love? Something. I'm just trying to get a burger that looks like on the commercials. And I totally agree, because the burgers on commercials look great.
They look good. Like Sonic's burgers look great.
And then when you look at it, it's like,
I know.
That's how Burger King McDonald's are. I haven't had a burger in a while, though.
I don't believe you.
I haven't. Have you seen them? Lean.
I wouldn't say you're lean. I wouldn't say you're lean at all.
I'm lean enough.
I hear you talking.
What the hell is wrong with you, man? Chad, I feel bad for you. Do you think Chad's career is over?
I think it's over. I think he's blackballed. I think his career is over. His segment for his one show on Hard Knocks, another one's airing tonight, but his one show on Hard Knocks wasn't good. Wasn't good at all. His cursing, no fans want to see it. No coach, no owner wants to see that.
Yeah.
And now this, right after.
Oh, you're talking about how he's been cursing on Hard Knocks?
Been cursing. Yeah, it's not good. I mean, T.O., who's in better shape than him, you know, he had to sit out a year.
Yeah.
Randy Moss had to sit out a year. You know, Chad's probably going to have to sit out a year. What is this year? And then he turns, I think, 34?
Was it five? I thought it was 35.
I think he's 35 already.
I think so. I'm not sure.
It doesn't look good for him because he signed a one-year deal with Miami.
Yeah, I know.
And if he doesn't get picked up by the Jags this year.
Jags are interested in him?
Yeah, Jags, they say, might be interested because they have his old offensive coordinator coach from Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
Knox, I believe. So he has a chance with the Jags. But Jags don't pick him up, he's pretty much done.
There's some teams out there that need him, Chad Johnson.
I'm not saying teams that are out there that need him, but he's so much of a risk. You know, it's not looking good for him, honestly speaking.
And first thing first, I just don't want to state too, but the whole situation, it's unfair to me that a lady, I mean, can cry wolf. And if she did cry, I'm saying it's possible that, like, many ladies out there in the world cry wolf, and then dudes get arrested for stuff like this without doing nothing. That's all I'm saying. That's the unfair thing. Without hearing both sides of the story, people are already going off and saying Chad has headbutted her. Wait for the stuff to come out, because a lot of people out here cry wolf and it doesn't even happen.
But I also heard that whoever calls first, if you get to call, if you call first, the other person's going to jail.
So the dude calls first, you think that person's
going to jail? I don't believe that. Someone told me that.
That's BS.
Like,
that's BS. I don't believe that. So
all I know is a dark-skinned male hits a fair-skinned lady 9 in 10 times.
If he's accused to.
They talk about it after they locked him up.
Yeah.
You know, it's no questioning.
Yeah, it's no question. So that's the unfair thing about it. But I'm going to say this for Chad Johnson. He has a lot. There are teams out there that definitely need his services. Will that happen? I don't know. I hope it does happen. But I am leaning towards you, what you said, Al, that it's going to be hard for him. It's going to be hard for him to land with the team. Probably might have to sell the whole season, but let's pray that doesn't happen to him. Matthews from LSU was suspended over the weekend. Should he have even been suspended, in your opinion? Because he's a valuable player to me.
Yeah, I think he should have been suspended. I don't know. They said substance violation.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but I do know he was suspended last year for a game for the same issue. And the thing was, it was a reoccurring issue. At some point, the coach, even though I know that this guy is truly valuable, you know, if I was an LSU fan, I would hate to see that happen. But honestly speaking, the coach has to set a standard because every player is going to do that. I mean, I'm sure a lot of college players smoke weed, but once they get caught, they slow down.
Yeah.
I mean, what I've been told is that, you know, when he got suspended for that one game, it wasn't like he got caught one time. He got caught three times. And again, he's continued to do it. He's just disrespecting it. Now, he might have escalated to cocaine. I don't know what it is. I mean, this guy is it's habitually violated. He does that nonstop.
Do you think it's a problem since he had so much success his sophomore season, but you don't usually have defensive players being at that high of a level in his sophomore season, feeling like okay, I'm bigger than the system.
Do I? Well, I think he did. I think he's probably one of the most. He's probably the biggest defensive player in college today. That got attention.
Yeah.
He got too much attention.
Exactly.
Because most college, most defensive players don't get that attention.
Not offensive, that early. Not early.
Early you
I've
do.
Never seen a DB get so much attention as a sophomore.
I'm saying DB, yes. I said defensive player, get that attention.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Offenses are usually get that attention.
Yeah.
They're usually able to handle it. Like he was getting too much attention. They called him the honey badger.
Yeah.
You know, they were just hyping him so much. And he deserved all the hype.
Yeah.
But I feel like he thought he was untouchable.
Yeah.
I mean, but LSU, they breed defensive bees.
That's what I'm saying.
They breed them. So, like, I don't think it's going to hurt them, but it's not going to hurt them to the point, like, what people think. They breed defensive bees. So
I'm sure this redshirt freshman they're talking about
he's going to be the beast. It's going to be the other person that plays beside Matthew. All the cornerbacks are good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just feel sorry for the kid. Let's say he might sit out, you know. But I think if he says he's going to stay at LSU, he's going to play midway through the season.
Yeah, just I like, think so too. It's a deal.
Just like Blunt.
Yeah.
Gregory Blunt. I mean, everyone knew he was going to play. He's going to play. I mean, so if he sticks with LSU, doesn't get in trouble and gets his grades okay, he's going to play. He's going to
stay drug-free.
Drug-free. He's got to meet the criteria, and he'll be fine.
All right, let's go down. USC, Al's favorite sports. I felt loud. Is that your favorite sports team, USC? Sports even more than the Redskins?
I mean, you know what? I mean, it's hard to say because Redskins bring me pain.
Yeah, are your favorite team? Is that what we're going to say right now?
Arguably,
Al's favorite sports team, USC. Yeah. Lane Kiffin gives up his vote in the coaches poll. I don't even know what that really entails. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah,
I don't really care
whoa, that's kind of well, that wasn't part of the negotiations.
I said I'm going to talk about USC. I'm doing it.
USC football. Lane Kiffin, a reporter asked him, he said the preseason voting, they had USC at 3. Would you have voted him 1? He said no. I said I wouldn't have voted him at 1 because of the death issues. You know, we don't have a lot of players because of the sanctions with Reggie Bush. But it was found out that he actually did vote USC 1. So he just said he wanted to kill all this. So he said he removed himself from being a part of that, of the coaching pool. And honestly, it's not that big. It facts in the BCS, but one coach really doesn't make a difference because when it comes out, if USC runs the show, we're going to the show.
Yeah.
If USC loses one game, pretty much I think they're still going to go to the show unless that one game is in the Pac-12 championship game. If you lose that, they're not going. You know, ranked number three, high potent offense. Matt Barkley, the rookie Robert Woods, Marquise Lee,
Penn State running back.
Penn State running back.
What's his name?
Silas Reed.
Silas Reed, yeah.
McNeil, who was a 1,000-yard runner, didn't play the whole season. I mean, we got weapons. I mean,
do you have the defense, though? Do you have the defense to compete?
The defense? Yeah, you know, we did. We had a couple
injuries. Be honest. Don't be like
I'm being honest, young lad. We had a couple injuries. Like, we lost our defensive end, Kennard, for probably the whole season. We have a young D-line. Horton is the only senior. We got a fellow African, Uku, that he plays D-tackle. We have probably going to have a redshirt freshman, Antoine Woods, at the other D-tackle spot. And now the other end, you know, we're talking about playing a redshirt freshman as well, J.R. Travis.
You go all on USC.
Now with the linebackers.
I knew it.
With the linebacker, we got a great linebacker core. We're changing the scope of college football with a linebacker core because the undersized, not by height, undersized by weight, because the game is going so fast. And I mean, we have an outstanding weak side linebacker, and Deion Bailey. We have the middle linebacker Lamar Dawson, who's from Cleveland. He took over the starting position last year. Great young lad, a lot of hype, you know, coming back for him. And then we also have a strong side linebacker, Hayes Pullard, who's playing like due to the Dawson has an injury in camp as a middle linebacker. But Puller and moved to the middle.
Before you go out there, I have a quick question.
Yes.
You crack me up right now. Who's the biggest threat to Pac-10 for USC?
Pac-12.
Okay.
Well, I was going to get there. The biggest threat is Oregon. Oregon still has a powerhouse. I was hoping for Chip Kelly to leave, to be honest, because he's a great recruiter. And they also stole that player from us, the Black Mamba. De'Anthony Thomas.
Yeah,
they stole him, but he really doesn't have a position with the play yet, and they still have Burner, the other running back. So they have a good team. The defense kind of lacking, but the quarterback is very, 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 very bad.
Yeah, Oregon's quarterback.
He's not.
So I mean, but you also USC looks strong.
USC looks strong.
Looks strong. You mentioned like an African on USC. You seen the Michael Blackston video about the USC Olympics?
Yes, I did. I thought it was hilarious.
That was the funniest thing ever. Yeah. I was like, when he made fun of Iguodala, that wasn't the funniest part, but
it
was true.
He's a sellout.
Andre Iguodala is a sellout. He's a sellout. To all Nigerians, he's a sellout. Speaking of the Olympics, anyway, over the weekend, they got gold, beating Spain.
Boo! You know,
in the Olympic gold medal game. You watched the game. Did LeBron like solidify his place as the player?
Yeah, he did. I mean, for the season. Unfortunately, I don't want to compare him to this guy, but when Michael Jordan went on his run.
Yeah.
I mean, what did he do? He won his first championship.
That's what I'm saying. I agree.
He was an MVP. MVP of the finals. And had a gold medal.
Yeah.
LeBron James was his first championship. MVP. MVP of the finals.
Yeah.
Gold medal.
Yeah.
And LeBron James is the best player in the game.
Yeah.
At that time, Michael Jordan, best player of the game.
That's true.
I mean, I think what the finals has allowed LeBron is to shut all the critics up. And now when you watch the Olympics, the critics were saying, like, it's LeBron James' team.
Yeah.
He's the leader of the team. Well, you have Kobe Bryant, Carmelo Anthony,
Kevin Durant,
Chris Paul.
Yeah.
You have all these great players.
Alpha dog.
But they said, you see LeBron James, he's more vocal. He's the leader of the team. And I was so impressed by, you know, even the hated Skip Bayless was saying, this team goes by where LeBron James goes.
Are you serious?
He said it.
Wow.
He said it's LeBron James' team. Arguably the best player.
Yeah. He said arguably the best player.
No, he said the best player. Not arguably. He said the best player in the league.
Wow.
So, like, now he's playing free. Like, he can do whatever he chooses.
Yeah.
You know, he can have a bad night. No one's going to say nothing to him.
Yeah, that's good because, I mean, like, the shot he took at the end of the Spain game to pretty much close the game out, that three he hit.
Tough
three. But I feel like last season, like we saw in the finals with Dallas, he wouldn't even took that shot because we got tight. At that point in the game, he wouldn't have took that shot.
He did, even in the All-Star game last year.
Yeah, exactly.
But like I'm saying, he finally got over that hump. And yeah. I feel like it's like the NBA is gonna have something to reckon with. But you know, Lakers got Dwight Howard.
Yeah, Lakers got Dwight Howard. No, I think I talked about that last week. That's why it happened last week, didn't it?
I thought it happened this weekend.
It happened this weekend? Yeah. You're right. Let's talk about that anyway. Good job. You moved in there. That's cool. Lakers to Dwight Howard. That's real quick. Think about the impact. I mean, because it's been Tuesday. That's
well,
why.
Well, the impact is for the league is going to be tremendous. But the only problem is usually when you make a trade, somebody has to pass a physical.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard didn't take a physical because he's injured.
Yeah.
He's not. They saying
Andrew Bynum getting surgery. Yeah, oh, getting the German.
Yeah, you're right.
Kobe.
But here's the thing. He's not healthy. He's not going to be healthy until January, February. The season starts in October.
Yeah, I know.
Now, one thing is, let's say he doesn't recover well. Dwight Howard, the only reason why he's so dominant, because he's so athletic. He's not skilled. He's not a skilled big man.
Yeah.
He's no Paul Gasol.
Yeah.
He's not a skilled big man, but he's so athletic.
Yeah.
Will this bulging disc affect his athleticism?
That's true. And also.
And he's not re-signing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody's
he's not
nice.
Re-signing. I don't know. I mean, but honestly, if he leaves LA, I first thought Dwight Howard was an idiot.
Yeah.
Number one, because he said he wouldn't re-sign. He still tests the waters.
Yeah.
To be a center and go to the Lakers is like a dream for most people.
It's a stardom.
It's a stardom, and it's also history.
Yeah.
And Dwight Howard, to me, doesn't show respect for basketball.
Not at all.
History, because you have all these players that played center. In L.A., like, L.A. has the best centers of all time.
Yeah.
Besides Hakeem Olajuwon. That's the only one they didn't get.
That's true.
That's the only one they didn't get. You know? Dwight Howard disgusts me.
Well, he's very disgusting. The interesting thing, though, about the whole situation is that, all right, you made a valid point. Dwight Howard's going to probably come back till February.
Correct.
Right? They don't have Andrew Bynum. So their advantage of being a team with two bigs is done. Now you only have Paul Gasol. I think Paul Gasol is good. It might even work out for him if he come back.
I think actually it's going to help Paul.
I agree. It might
because now he can actually play down low.
Yeah, but will they lack something? Now? Will they lack that advantage they did have?
Yeah,
though?
they'll lack. Well, they'll lack rebounding.
Like I think OKC can get a good enough run to get that home court advantage in the play and for the postseason because the White's going to miss so many games. That's going to be to OKC's advantage. You know what I mean?
I totally agree. I don't think. The moves that the Lakers done, I don't think it makes them better than OKC.
You don't think so?
I don't think they're even close.
Okay.
Because the advantage of OKC was Harden and Westbrook.
Yeah.
Steve Nash can't check nobody.
That's why I agree
with
that.
Steve Nash can't check nobody. Kobe can't check Westbrook. Kobe can't check Harden.
Yeah.
What they needed was Artest can't check him. Artest just gets in your head and he's slowing down. What they needed was an Ariza.
Yeah,
they need a wing defender.
That's they do. They do need a wing defender.
That's what they need, wing defender. And they just picked up somebody. They picked up Meeks.
Yeah, Meeks is a shooter. They need
a shooter.
The spread
for Dwight Howard.
Yeah, for Dwight Howard.
But what I'm saying is, you didn't pick up anyone that can stop. Like you're gearing. What I see Dwight Howard, that was gearing for the Heat.
Yeah, that's true.
That was gearing for the Heat,
not for OKC.
But you gotta get past
OKC.
Yeah, like the Heat don't have a matchup. Like that's a problem for the Heat.
Yeah.
That's a real problem for the Heat. Yeah. So the Heat got a roof for OKC, and OKC was like, man, I got the Lakers.
Yeah.
You know?
My thing about that, about what you just said, though, the only thing I would go back to with that argument, with that argument is that having Dwight Howard saves Steve Nash from even being embarrassed, like by Westbrook. Because now, you know, Westbrook, all he has to do is, all he's going to do is shoot, pull up that J. Even though that's an automatic J for him at this point in his career, he hits that shot nonstop nowadays. But Dwight's there in the middle. Like, you can't get the easy drive anymore.
But here's another thing people really, really fail to realize. Dwight Howard gets in foul trouble.
I agree. He does.
And this is the thing. You got OKC got attacking players.
Yeah, that's true.
You have Harden, who's the greatest flopper of all time.
Yeah.
And you have Westbrook. Westbrook doesn't even get the call that he should deserve.
Yeah, that's true.
But he still goes at it, still goes. Like, I don't care. I think Westbrook will still attack the paint. Like, he'll get his shots blocked, but he'll still attack. So he might get one foul on Howard.
That's
on
true.
Howard. And then Howard's going to get an offensive foul. That's guaranteed. That's true. Harden's going to get a foul on Harden. And the KD's going to finally get the respect that he deserves from the referees and get fouled on DH.
Yeah.
DH is going to be in foul trouble a lot.
That's true.
I mean, and he doesn't play good. Like, he tries to block everything.
And another interesting thing you have to put out there is Kendrick Perkins plays Dwight Howard well.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. It didn't, like, for the change of effect for bringing DH, I would think, like, you bring a fast guard.
Yeah,
and that's my issue. They should have brought in Jameer Nelson. You know, I think they got Juhan. I think they do have Juhan. They got Juhan. I thought he was going to cut him.
But they're not defending. I mean, they're not defending.
But I thought he was going. I thought he was going to get cut.
Are they cut him yet?
Nah, they didn't cut him.
Juhan still ain't the player.
He's not a player, but he might be able to have. Like Nash is going to be so
embarrassed.
He's not. Like, well, Westbrook did to Fisher. Well, Westbrook did to Blake.
Sessions, because Fisher was on their team.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like
in general, like I got you.
Year prior, you remember he was embarrassing Kobe. Like he was embarrassing. Like there's no one that can match him. That's what I'm saying. It's bad. It's really bad. But it does make the Lakers the number two team
easily.
It does make them number two.
Well, it's about time for commercial break. When we get back, we'll talk about RG3. Had a good game last Thursday, but did he have the best game as a debut for all rookies in the NFL? Urban Sports Scene, Eyes Radio. You dig?
Sponsored by Wally's Tea.
My life is full of statistics. Thing is, I could have dropped out of school and become one myself, but I didn't because I had people that believed in me. Here's another statistic. 7,000 students drop out every school day. That's one every 26 seconds. It's time that students know that we believe in them.
Inspire a student and share your message of support at boostup.org.
Shout out to Urban Sports Team and Wally and Will. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Keep up the support. We'll keep the hits coming.
You can listen to the show by visiting www.wallyo.podbeam.com. That's our official website, not our Eyes Radio website. That's our official one. And you can also check our stuff out on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. You can also listen to us on the Sports Crib podcast show on Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Still a Fan. The show is hosted by Doc Hancock and West Coast Still a Fan. Anyway, RG3's debut. I watched it. You watched it. We're big Redskin fans, diehard Redskin fans. What did you think about his debut?
I thought it was good for the limited snaps that he took.
He should have got more snaps.
He should have got more snaps because Cousins played the whole second half.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's why I don't like.
And who wants to see Rex Grossman? Let's just be real.
Look, I'm saying Rex didn't. He's not going to improve. He's not going to improve. But back to RG3. I thought he did a good job. I mean, I was reading reports. They said that his progression was pretty good. when he hit Garcon over the middle for a 19-yard pass. He said that was his third read, and it didn't look like it.
If you watch the replay though, you can see it.
No, I saw it, but I thought he was looking them off.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? But
looking the safety off?
Yeah, but his progression was so quick.
Yeah.
That's what I was really impressed by. He didn't lock, like he went and then, I mean, I thought it was the play design, but I mean, I was pretty impressed with that. I was really impressed with the naked bootleg when they had a defender coming up at him that he dumped it down to.
Me too.
To Pyle, I mean, Niles. Paul.
Wasn't that Niles Paul?
He dropped it.
When Niles dropped that,
he dropped it.
He
got hit though, so I mean, it was a bang bang.
Oh yeah, sorry Niles Paul. Yeah,
no,
right.
but I was impressed
Niles
by
Paul
that.
Niles Paul sucks right now.
I'm impressed by that because most quarterbacks would take that sack.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying? I thought I was really impressed with that. He didn't lose no yard. But I mean, honestly, I would really like to see him play a little bit more. I know they said because he's a starting quarterback, but he's a rookie, and I would like to see him. See different defenses, you know. I like to see zone matchup, man to man. I like to see he can see different schemes, getting prepared for the season.
Well, they say, you know, he said himself that the Redskins defense gives him the most problems because they're showing him so much on that side, so he's getting to see a lot of different looks in practice. But I agree with you. I want to see the guy play a lot more. 4-6 to me. I mean, he's a starting quarterback. For a vet, that's a good sample size. But for a rookie, I think he can see a lot more. I like what he did. What you were talking about, the play with Niles Paul. He showed you another arm angle of how to get rid of the ball. Yeah. So he's showing you versatility as a quarterback. I'm just hoping that he doesn't run in preseason to save that for the regular season and surprise the defenses. But I like what I saw, the progression of Niles. The progression, like you said, to Pierre Garçon looked good. Pierre Garçon looked good. Actually, I have nothing bad to say about Pierre Garçon. Hankerson looked good. I was really impressed with our wide receivers. I really was. I know, you see them initially with the signs of Garçon and whatever, but as it worked together, I started being impressed more by more about our wide receivers and our depth. Our depth really got to me. But what did you think about his – you talked about Garcon. What do you think about his rapport with the wide receivers?
I think Garcon is going to be number one receiver by far. Mm-hmm. Hankerson, he might be the number two. Santana's going to play the slot. I didn't see any rapport with the tight ends as much. But also, you got to say that he didn't have enough snaps, so I can't
–
I don't want to say anything too negative because the sample size was so small, you know, but – I just seen that he was throwing it more to the wideouts than the tight ends.
You think that wasn't by plan? That wasn't the plan. Just to go, just to target the wide receivers, try to get that in the game.
I don't, like I said, I don't know because when they said Garcon was his third read, was Fred Davis his first read? You know, like I don't know. I mean, he didn't throw it to the slots at all.
Yeah, I know.
He didn't throw it to the slots. He threw it to both to the outside receivers. And it was such a small sample size. I was impressed with what I saw. Yeah. I would have wished that I could have saw what it, like how Cousin was able to do. Like Cousin was able to, you know, you saw a lot of more from Cousin. They gave him a lot of opportunities to succeed and fail.
Didn't
he didn't do anything. But what I'm saying is, you was able to see. I like Cousin's arm strength.
Yeah, everybody's really impressed. All right, this one thing is getting me. Everybody's really impressed with Cousins, like his arm strength.
His arm strength.
They're like talking about Cousins, but I watched him play. He didn't, and you watch. I mean, he didn't look good to me. I'm sorry.
He didn't look.
He looked bad.
He didn't look bad.
He looked Rex bad, but he
looked
good.
Bad. He didn't look bad. He looked like a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, with a rookie quarterback, he looked good for a rookie quarterback. Right. Don't look him as a vet. He looked good for a rookie quarterback. But also, you saw things that you liked.
Yeah.
Like, even if RG threw the interception, I'd have been fine with that.
Yeah.
I liked his arm strength.
Gotcha.
I liked his decision making. I like, you know, like stuff like that. I was impressed with Cousins. Yeah. I was like, hey, Cousins not. Like he's a good backup, and that's what I'm looking for.
Backup,
because I don't think, like, you know, I hope RG3 plays every snap, but I don't see that happening. He might kind of sit out because he rolled his ankle, you know. And I need someone that can take care of that game for that period of time, or that series for that period of time.
Yeah, I like the RG3's passes. I like the one particular pass he had an incomplete on. He hit Garcon on the base.
Actually, they said if you looked at it, he was in.
Okay, I can't curse Garcon anymore because I was cursing you. I cursed him when I was talking to you, wasn't I?
On the phone. We were both cursing him. Yeah, they said he was actually in
there. Oh, okay. I apologize for that statement now, even though he's probably not listening, but I apologize. Let's see. So, I guess he didn't have to work on anything. It was too hard of a sample size to see if Archie had to work. It's something he has to work on or whatever.
Yeah, I'm saying it was too small of a sample size. It's not like... Like that fumble that they're blaming on RG3.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I didn't see RG3 fall. I didn't see Royster. I didn't think he clamped down hard enough.
I don't think Royster really.
I thought he put it in his belly.
Yeah, I don't think it was anything.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. I'm trying to understand that. As a whole team, how do you think the whole team performed?
The defense looked great.
Didn't they?
Defense looked
good last year, too. They looked good last year.
But defense wasn't bad last year. It was just that it got tired.
Yeah.
When you're on field so much, you know, it happens. I don't blame my defense.
I want to see our secondary get tested a little bit more.
I thought secondary did get tested a little bit.
I mean, Josh Wilson got away with getting burnt because they got the penalty. I don't like Josh Wilson. I make that very, very, very.
I thought
clear.
He played okay.
He actually did play well though. I'm not gonna. You know. You said why did I say I was like I just don't like him.
I can respect that.
You know what I mean? D'Angelo Hall, I like how they like rotate him in the slot. I think that'd be good for him. The slot might be better.
He looks more of a slot corner.
Yeah, looks more of a slot corner.
Because slots are usually smaller.
Yeah. I don't think, you know, he can. I think he'll have to be more technical. And I think I'll force him to be more technical by being in the slot. That's just my opinion. So he needs that. But defense looked good. Honestly, the offensive line looked okay against the pass.
I like Black.
Okay.
I like Black. I thought he looked real good. And also,
Chris Wilson looked good on defense too. I'm gonna say
that
too.
They've been talking about Chris Wilson a lot, and you know he's not a lock to make the team.
I know,
but he looks like a lock.
Yeah, he's back. I mean, glad to have him back too. I like Chris Wilson.
Yeah, glad to have him back. I mean, he's pretty good.
Yeah, I always thought he's a prototypical 3-4 linebacker. Anyway, we're going back to RG3. You saw what Andrew Luck did.
Yeah.
Who was more impressive, RG3 or
Andrew Luck? Andrew Luck.
I feel like it's not even a fair comparison. I hear this comparison on radio. It's really not a fair comparison.
You know, I don't like Andrew Luck.
Yeah, I know you don't like Andrew Luck. But it's not a fair comparison because Andrew Luck played so much more.
I mean, for me to say it, though, I mean, I think it takes a lot out of me. You know,
I think so, too. Yeah, because you really don't like Andrew Luck.
I think he's overrated.
This is a USC fan. He saw Andrew Luck.
Had nothing to do with USC.
I know, but you saw Andrew Luck a lot.
Yes. I saw him a lot. I watched him play.
Yeah, he watched him play.
I'm not impressed.
He's not impressed.
I'm not impressed. I think ran the ball a lot in Stanford. A great offensive line in Stanford. That's beside the point. But I think Luck, right, what I saw was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
his decision making. His accuracy wasn't really like he was good. Yeah. He was good. I like decision making.
Here
it goes. I like decision making. I'm gonna say that. I mean, he played a hell of a game. I mean, that's the thing. So I look for things to critique. I'm not gonna say his accuracy was great. It was good.
Look at it.
I mean, like honestly, when I watched, I was like. Like that screen pass, I'm not giving him credit for that.
That's not don't do that.
So people were talking about
he avoided all of them.
Catch me, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like come on, let's be real.
The only thing I liked about the screen pass is that he avoided the rush.
He
put another arm angle, like I said about RG3. Same thing. Like, same arm angle. Same thing.
Like, I'm not gonna.
I'm not giving the touch. I'm saying the arm.
No,
angle.
I'm not. You're not getting nothing.
Oh, that's just hate because you said the same about RG3. You get RG3.
I know you did. I like this. He's about to get sacked. Like that wasn't designed play. Like RG, that wasn't designed play for that. But Luck, I mean, what I liked about it is that they did no huddle for him. Like what I think Indy did, Indy coaching staff did a better job than wrestling coaching staff, because Indy knew that he wasn't going to play the whole first half, so they gave him no huddle to get him to say, "I just hope we can play a no huddle," and you know, and it. Closer game and
got
so forth.
Got you.
You know, like they allowed him for that short period of time that he's going to be in. They wanted to see where he was at, and he was at. He played pretty good.
He played really, really good.
He played pretty good.
I think it's not a fair comparison only because RG3 played such a small role in the game as Buffalo, but obviously, Luck had the better performance. You know what I mean? Like he had two touchdown passes. He had three touchdown drives. Three touchdown passes. Mm-hmm. And he was hitting people in cover two, right between the seams. I mean, he was impressive.
I mean, he was doing it all.
He was doing it all. And he even showed he's mobile. He did a lot in that game. And like I said, I always said that there's going to be two great quarterbacks in this draft. I thought Luck was better. I think Luck is better than RG3. Not a knock on RG3. You can be two special quarterbacks. One could be slightly better. It doesn't mean anything. But RG3 is more dynamic for this team, and what this team needed is RG3. He fits what the Redskins are trying to do, so that's why he was the best fit for the Washington Redskins. But Andrew Luck is special. Me and Al, we all disagree on this all the time, but RG3 is special. The Skins play Saturday against the Bears. What do you hope to see in this game compared to what you saw in Buffalo? In Buffalo.
Well, hopefully. I don't know what they said yet, how many series he's going to play. I would like to see him play the whole first half. But with Trent Williams not playing.
Is it a fact he's not playing?
No, I said if. Okay. If he's not playing, I would like to minimize that. I don't want to see him the whole first half then. I'd like to see him maybe the first quarter and the first series and second quarter. Because I with no Trent Williams on the blind side, I'm very scared. I don't know if Julius Peppers decides to play or not. You know, because he's not injured. They just chose he just didn't have to play that game.
All right, what I want to see in this next game is there's two things. A, I want to see Santana Lemos being utilized a little bit more. Secondly, I want to see Chris Cooley being utilized in his natural position if that's going to happen. And thirdly, I want to see Evan Royster. I want to see the old line improving the run blocking and see what Evan Royster is going to do because it's big. Because we have, like you told me earlier, the Redskins are going to be down. They're down a couple of running backs now since Halu's looks banged up right now. Yeah. So I want to see what Royster has to do, and I definitely want to see the O line run defense, pass defense. They looked good yesterday. They looked good against Buffalo. Pass blocking looked good against Buffalo. I want to see how they do. They run block against the Bears, and hopefully they continue with the good pass blocking against the Bears as well. Who do you think needs to step up in this game though? Like really needs to step up.
We're talking about roster spots.
Yeah, roster spots.
Banks.
He looked horrible.
Now it's Paul. What's my boy's name? My receiver that you dislike.
Oh, Anthony Armstrong.
Well, Armstrong, that's supposed to be the fifth receiver. He was hurt. But he needs to step up.
Oh, you're talking about Terrence Austin.
Terrence Austin. You know, Armstrong needs to step. Well, Austin doesn't really need to step up because no one stepped in to take his. Last game, someone had a chance. They didn't. Yeah. Besides, well, actually,
Robinson had a good game.
Robinson had a good game, but so Armstrong, I need to see a little bit more from Armstrong. He's supposed to be a deep threat person, and they say in practice he does look good.
I saw him in practice.
I don't know if he's hurt or not. I didn't really see the report that said he was hurt.
Yeah, I saw him in practice.
But Cooley needs to step up as well because Cooley.
He didn't step up, but he needs the opportunity.
He needs to step up either or, man, because he's on the chopping block getting cut because of his roster.
His roster bonus.
Yeah, his roster bonus.
But now it's Paul, believe me, now it's Paul is making it easy for him to keep a roster.
It is. It definitely is. He looked horrible.
Yeah, he looked horrible. That's who needs to step up. There you go. Now it's Paul. Now it's Paul needs to step up. Because, he shows that to me. It looks like, to me honestly, it looks like he can't catch.
You know what? I say the same thing. Like, he just he couldn't catch.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing
he got too strong to know how to, catch a ball.
I mean, he could have been nervous.
But his whole catching technique
was
bad.
I'm just saying he could have been nervous. I'm just giving him a way out.
All right, man. You mentioned the Redskins' injury problems earlier. We mentioned Roy Helu being hurt, and you mentioned Trent Williams being hurt. And today, I believe Hankerson was carted off due to a heat illness. Is injury starting to play a part? Should the Redskins start being concerned about the situation? What's going on?
We definitely should be concerned about the offensive line. We have Jamal Brown hurt. We have the guard, how you pronounce his name?
Lynn Steiger.
We have Trent Williams hurt.
Can't stand him. Lightensteiger, whatever his name.
We got another guard hurt, too.
Oh, Chester.
Chester's
coming back, though.
He's coming back. Yeah. You know, he just practiced today.
Yeah, but his is not serious,
though. Yeah, what I'm saying, we have injuries across the board.
That's true.
We don't have a lot of depth on our offensive line, which is a problem. Black has performed well. Jamal Brown, I don't know what we're going to get from him. I don't know if he's supposed to be playing the first week or not. Honestly, I think we should release him.
I think that myself.
I think we just release him, you know, cut our ties. Hopefully someone gets released, you know, and we can be able to scoop him up. Or, you know, just find someone in free agency who's a free agent right now looking for a job. But I think Jamal Brown just needs to be cut. He's injury prone, and enough's enough. The salary cap, whatever the hit is, just take it.
Yeah, but it's time for a break. We talked about this too much, and, you know, we got our commercial break to hit too. But last week we talked about we broke down the wide receiving corps in the NFL. This week we're going to be breaking down the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Urban Sports Scene, Eyes Radio. You dig? Doses.
Time out! Okay, guys, Summers really had his bell rung and could have a concussion. I'm pulling him out for the game. Rodriguez, you're in for Summers.
Come on, coach. It's just a ding. I'll shake it off.
Yeah, he's tough. Plus, we need to win this to make the playoffs.
Listen, we're a team and we need to look out for each other. Concussions are serious. No game is more important than your health.
Take concussions out of play. If you're a coach, know the warning signs and never let athletes return to play before a healthcare professional says it's okay. A message from CDC.
Hi, I'm Sonny Jurgensen, and you're listening to the Eyes Radio Network.
You can also listen to us on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Apple G's radio show. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Apple G's. The show is hosted by Coach and the lovely Vivian. Real quick, big ups to my man, Jay Love. He has a couple comments referring to Andrew Bynum and the Dwight Howard trade. Question was, do you think Andrew Bynum is better off on a younger Sixers team? Yeah, I think he'll be happy. He doesn't have to worry about, you know, playing on alongside Kobe Bryant. He can be the man. You know, I think maybe he might even act a little bit more mature on this team. What do you think,
Yeah, I totally agree.
You're away from the microphone. You said, I totally agree. Like a year away.
I totally agree with that, statement, sir. I think that Bynum, with this team now, he is the go-to player. You have players that are not as big as Kobe, nowhere near as big as Kobe.
Yeah.
They have no go-to player. The go-to player was Andre Iguodala, who now is traded to Denver.
Yeah.
So now you have a player that demands the ball.
Yeah.
And he wants to be the star. Yeah. That's one thing. He's not shy about it. He wants to be the star. Yeah. And he can average 25-10 if motivated properly.
Yeah.
You know?
Big ups to my homie Jay. Thanks for that question, man. Appreciate it, man. To the NFL, we talked about the quarterbacks, best quarterbacks in the NFL. We think we're going to try to list them off. We have a different
top
list.
Top
10 QBs in the NFL. Al, you want to go first? You want me to go?
I'll go first, sir.
Go ahead.
We always go with beauty first.
Oh, whatever.
All right.
That's such a lot. Go ahead.
Number 10, Matt Schaub.
Matt Schaub? Are you going 10 up? That's good one, Matt Schaub. I didn't think about Matt Schaub.
Number 10. Are you going to number
10? Number 10, Cam Newton.
Cam Newton, 1 year? Are you really serious?
Yeah, Cam Newton.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, he's a star. He's a star. He just has it.
Male crush.
What? He just has it.
That's a male crush.
Matt Schaub can't stay healthy, man. He can't stay healthy enough for me.
I'm just saying, number 9.
He can't stay healthy.
Who's your number nine?
Matthew Stafford.
Ah, that's close. Number nine, Phillip Rivers.
All the way down at nine?
Phillip Rivers.
Hey, yeah,
I thought he was overrated, and he ruined fantasy football for me.
Oh, yeah, he ruined it for me, too. One bad season? Hey, he cost me $300, actually. A little jerk cost me $300.
Sorry to hear that, but we're talking about best QBs
yeah,
at the state, right?
Are we talking? So, you're mad at me about Cam Newton for 1 year? That's the same.
I don't think
you can't say Cam Newton off 1 year. You can't get mad at me for saying Cam Newton.
I'm just saying. I don't think he is. But hey, teacher's on.
Oh my God.
Number eight for me, Matthew Stafford.
Eight, Eli Manning. Number eight.
Wow. Let's talk about you.
All right. Yeah, I mean, his regular season performances are he does well. He gets on the streak. If he's on the streak, then he's good. But if we're going off of consistency, I'm not an Eli man. He's not consistent enough for me.
Number eight, Eli?
Yeah, he's not consistent.
Hey, I disagree tremendously.
He's not consistent. He's streaky.
Hey, two Super Bowl rings.
He's streaky. Well, he get at two. The right time. The right
two
time.
Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, I mean, hey, last year he got
he clutch.
Last year he got help with cheating. He got help with the fumbling kid.
He's clutch.
In San Francisco. San Francisco helped him out.
What's your number seven, sir?
Number seven, Big Ben Roethlisberger. I like to call
Big Ben number seven.
Teenage rapist.
Wow. My number seven, Michael Vick.
Michael Vick, wow, we're close.
I can't believe Big Ben number seven.
Seven.
Big Ben.
Michael Vick number seven. Really?
Hey, if you say we're close, then that means it's
my number six pick, Michael Vick.
Exactly. Number six, Drew Brees.
Wow, Drew Brees six.
It should have been later, right?
tell me why Brees six? Tell me, explain why he got six.
Easily, he can't play outside the dome.
So he's only good at home.
Exactly. He can't play outside zone.
All right.
Can't play in no weather. I give you my number five, though.
Give me number five.
Peyton Manning.
Wow. Peyton Manning five?
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Wow, okay. Know who I got?
Who you got number five?
Number five. Phillip Rivers. The place he needed to be at.
Oh, my goodness.
The way he disrespected. His greatness.
Tell me. Well, I'll tell you why I'm Peyton Manning number five.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning number five due to his injury. To me, he doesn't look right. Even though I did watch him preseason, he did look right. He did look okay preseason. He did, but they didn't blitz him.
Oh, okay.
You know, they didn't blitz him. So, I mean, and that pass he threw for interception.
That was his fault.
It was his fault.
Yeah.
And usually he doesn't throw like that.
But he's rusty. You have to put rust in
that. That's what I'm saying. I gave him credit to even be number five, top five. Who's your number four, sir?
Number four. Drew Brees.
Okay.
Drew Brees.
Number four.
He broke records. You can't not get denied.
Okay.
He took away Dan Marino's record. Not Ben and Dan Marino, but he broke Dan Marino's record.
Number four for me. Eli Manning.
Eli Manning?
Eli.
So you got Eli over Peyton?
Yes, sir. In today's game, yes, sir.
Is that because Peyton's hurt?
It's called two Super Rings. Duh.
You can't knock. All right, my number three is Peyton Manning. Why?
Peyton.
I'm going off. He's the best quarterback I've ever seen. Other than like Dan Marino, the guy controls the huddle. He's a leader. I think you're going to see what he's going to do with Donarius Thomas and Decker. He's going to make them better because they actually have a quarterback who throws the ball and don't have a guy who's a fullback throwing the ball. So I think you'll see good numbers for those guys because of Peyton Manning.
Number three, Big Ben.
Three, Big Ben?
Yes.
Why you have him high on the list? Do you like Big Ben? Because I like Big Ben.
I like Big Ben, and I don't like Big Ben. Because I think he makes the offensive linemen not get enough money because they get too many sacks and they're not treated as valuable as they should. But the guy makes plays.
Yeah,
the guy makes plays. He's not really – they don't look at him as a top quarterback, but he has two Super Bowl rings. He's been to Super Bowl three times. Like, come on, man. Like, let's give this guy credit.
Big Ben. So, what's your criteria of, like...
It's how I feel. All
right, because you got Super Bowls. Like, you map out Super Bowls.
I do map out Super Bowls. You know why?
I know your number one's going to be.
You know,
so, it's easy. Like, you always talk about this guy. You got a man crush on this dude. I'm not going to ruin it, though.
Let me tell you something. Let me talk to you something. Being a Washington Redskins fan, I don't have Super Bowls. So, I value them. All right? So...
Your number
if
two?
If you look at my top five...
Yeah, they're...
They all have Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, I know.
All right? Look at my top six.
My top four has all Super Bowl rings.
See, my top six has... See, I value it.
You trying to play...
I value it.
The top six. You just played it all.
I'm just telling you. I'm being real, baby.
All right, my number two is your man crush, Aaron Rodgers. It's two for me. Aaron Rodgers
is... That's blasphemy.
Why is that blasphemy?
That's blasphemy.
Aaron Rodgers...
Let me tell you, Aaron Rodgers...
He choked
the
to
best
me
quarterback. You know what? Forget it. We'll talk about it later. Because my number two is Tom Brady. Right? And that was a hard number two. Because I don't really think he deserved number two. And I could be wrong.
Tom Brady.
He might be four or five. You know, fans call me. Let me know. Let me know.
Man, tweet us, man. Tweet us on
tweet
the
us, baby. Tweet
at Urban Sports Scene, man. Tweet
you know, because I could be wrong. I don't think he should be that high, but I couldn't find a way to put him down because all he does is throw screens.
Oh my God!
You know, it's the yak yards that's carrying him.
He made Wes Walker look good.
Wes Walker make him look good.
Wes Walker don't make no pay.
Make him look good.
No, he
man.
Made Wes Walker look
Wes
good.
Wes Walker make him look good, man. No, look at the yak yards.
What's Deion Branch doing in Seattle?
Deion Branch made him look good.
What Deion Branch do in Seattle?
Baby, it's that system.
What Deion Branch do in Seattle?
It's that system, baby.
Man, what Deion Branch do in Seattle?
System, baby. Boy.
So anyway, my number one.
Number one. We know your number one is. You just said it.
It's Brady. You know it.
You said it was Brady. Remember, tell you the true number one. The true number one, ranked 99 in Madden. The only one quarterback number one. The number one in Madden. EA Sports in the game. August 28th. Pay me. I just gave y'all a sponsor. Aaron Rodgers. I've been telling people before when he was sitting behind the bench, behind the worthless Brent Favre. I said it. This kid is nice. This kid is nice. He's the real deal. And he is. Aaron Rodgers. Best quarterback in the game.
Aaron Rodgers.
Throw the prettiest passes. Play in the coldest place and still throw tight spots. You can't knock the man. The man is great. The man is the best. Root for him. Root for him.
All right, Don King, you going to stop?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Dude, let me talk.
Aaron Rodgers. That's what I do my dance on the strip club. Aaron Rodgers.
Man, fool, I hate you, man.
That's your guts. Aaron Rodgers. Shut up. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. Has a great wide receiving core. That's all I'm gonna say about Aaron Rodgers. You don't think he has a great wide receiving core?
Great.
That's probably the best wide receiving core in football.
He has a good wide receiving core.
The best in football. What happened? Is Driver still gone?
Yeah, he's there. Maybe he signed.
Did they resign Driver?
Yeah, he wanted to retire with Green Bay. And Green Bay, they treat their players very well.
All right, and your list. Your own list. Which one of those players would you have to win like one game? If the game, the
one
Super Bowl
game?
Game, the game. In your list, if you had to pick any player, would it be your number one?
No. It'd be Big Ben.
It'd be Big Ben?
Yeah.
Over Eli?
That's tough. Yeah.
Big Ben?
Yeah, Big Ben. I mean,
see, on my list, who would I choose about one game?
One game.
One game. That's just great. You know what? I can't even hate. That one game, it is what it is. I'm going to go with Eli Manning. He's eight.
He is clutch.
He's clutch.
I ain't
going to
knock that.
He's clutch. I got Eli because, you know, both of the games against the Patriots, they weren't the favorites. Especially on the undefeated Patriots. I thought they had no chance in hell to beat the undefeated Patriots, and they won that game. I think Eli got a lot of the credit, but the defense should have got a lot of that credit in that game, too.
The defense did get a lot of credit.
You think so, too? Okay.
They did get a lot of credit, I mean, but it was really – but it's talking about that drive.
That drive. That's
and that really – that's Tyree.
And yeah.
And then it was a beautiful pass he threw to Plaxico.
That was a perfect pass.
Perfect pass. But I'm just saying, like, yeah. You got to give credit to Eli. Eli should have got sacked.
He got sacked. So he got sacked. So it was a clutch play.
It was a clutch play. It was a Hail Mary.
It was a Hail Mary.
Honestly, I don't know what anyone says that.
It was a Hail Mary.
And you know, and also Brady to Moss, I think he underthrew him.
Yeah, he had Moss open.
He's open.
Yeah.
And everyone knew it was going to Moss.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So I mean, I thought they did talk about the defense, the defense kept them in the game.
Yeah.
You know, kept them in the game. And Eli, you know,
Eli was Eli.
Yeah, he did what he did.
We talked about RG3 and Andrew Luck. How soon do you think they'll be in this argument, top 10 quarterbacks in the league? Can they put any of these guys out?
Well, for Indy, they're in a division with the Texans,
Jacksonville,
and the Titans.
Yeah, the Titans. The Titans.
The Titans. So Luck will get there pretty quick. the Redskins, RG3. If we make the playoffs, he'll get there. Maybe 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Because the division we play has got strong defense.
Yeah, they do got strong defense.
We got the Giants, we got Dallas, and we got Philly.
Yeah.
You know, so our competition
will dictate where he'll be.
Yeah, but, like, honestly, the Texans are one quarterback away. If they get injured, like, Colts can actually win the division.
It's that bad. Titans can actually win the division.
Yeah, but Titans don't even know who they're starting.
I know.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, the Colts really have a good chance. The thing is with the Colts, what I say is that how long can Reggie Wayne be at top of his level?
That's true.
And I don't know that. I don't know if he is now.
I think he is. I think he had a decent. I mean, he had a decent season with a bad quarterback last year.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't know if he's still on the top of his game.
I hear you.
He might not, because Peyton Manning, he makes you practice.
That's true.
You know, that's one thing. He makes you practice.
Well, you would hope that Reggie Wayne learned from Peyton Manning, and he's still going to teach instill that with Luck.
Instill that. And, you know, also, what I saw with the coach, I was kind of odd. They started Dwayne Allen, who was a tight end at Clemson, who won the Mackey Award, which is the number one tight end in college. And they started him at fullback.
Yeah.
And they started Luck's teammate.
Starting tight end.
He's a starting tight end.
Yeah.
I was surprised they started Fiener. Dwayne Allen. What's even that fullback.
Like they're doing Cooley?
Yeah, well, like they do with Cooley. I didn't understand at all. I thought they was going to play, just run a two-tight
end set. I thought they were going to do a two-tight end set. I thought they were going to try to mirror Stanford's offense.
Yeah, sometimes they did make the set, but he's featured as the fullback. And I thought that was odd. And he was a Mackey Award winner.
He's the best tight end. He's the best tight end. He's a fullback.
Yeah, I thought it was very odd.
Toby, they want to make sure Luck is comfortable. Luck has say who starts as tight end.
Nah, I wouldn't say. I mean, oh, no. His teammate was going to start.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, he was drafted ahead of him.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, he was the
potential tight end.
I just don't know why you draft the Mackey Award winner and make him a fullback.
It's stupid. Is he really, he's playing football, like he's a starting fullback?
He's starting fullback.
Starting fullback.
So when he watched the game, they put him as Dwayne Allen, fullback. And when he lined up as a fullback. And I was like, Dwayne Allen, and I know this guy. I know this name. And I was like, but it can't be him. So I looked it up, and I was like,
what the hell are you doing?
It is him.
All right, it's time for another commercial break. When we get back, we'll talk about the impact of the O's Manny Machado is having for the Orioles right now in this pennant run.
Machado!
Sounds
and as like
we,
a burrito.
And we ask the question, who's better between the two, Manny Machado or Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper, the third.
Baby, shut up.
Third?
Urban Sports saying, Eyes Radio.
Is he a third? Is he a fourth? Is he a fifth? I don't know. He could be a sixth.
We'll be back at the break.
It's me, baby!
You can now hear the Eyes Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear the Eyes Radio Network, you have a chance to win some money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. Download it. It's free. Takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Eyes Radio, EYESRADIO, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of the show will be waiting for you in your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand. No syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to enter promo code Eyes Radio when you register.
Life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Life is good.
This is Ryan Kerrigan, and you're listening to the Eyes Radio Network.
And I know you said that before the break. We're on air right now, if you didn't know that. I can't believe you just said that. Yeah. You're a fool. Anyway, like I mentioned, Manny Machado. Right now he's hot. Before tonight, cause I don't know what's going on tonight with the Red Sox game. I know the Orioles up 7-1 against the Red Sox, but Manny Machado was hitting 375, had 7 RBIs, 3 home runs, double and a triple. Shared player of the week honors with Adrian Gonzalez. My thoughts on the kid is the dude is raw right now. One of the best players coming out of the draft. He was in the same draft with Bryce Harper. Was compared to Alex Rodriguez. He played shortstop. Compared to A-Rod.
A-Rod.
Yes, A-Rod.
The juicer or before the juicer?
Before the juice. Before the
then
juice.
I don't care for him. But the juice got him a championship.
Yes, but it was compared to A-Rod. Double A. He skipped Triple A straight from Double A to the majors, and he's been hot ever since. We're playing him at third base. He's a natural shortstop.
I knew it was a natural shortstop. That's why I said I knew him.
Yeah, you were right about that.
I knew it.
You were right about that. I won't carry you on that one. You were right about that.
I remember him.
Where you remember him from, Olive Woody?
The draft.
Yeah, that's right. The draft. That's
good. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so he's playing third base now.
Get your life in order. That's tomorrow. Braxton said. That ain't light. That ain't
Who's
cool.
That? Who?
Tomorrow, Braxton.
Tomorrow.
The Braxtons.
Oh, Braxton. I don't want to watch Braxton.
Don't worry. I'm trying to get a sponsor. I just sponsor at Braxton. Pay me.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, so he's playing good baseball.
Could he have a big impact in the pennant?
You fool. I can't.
Do you think he'll have a big impact in the pennant?
Yeah, I think, obviously, being young and talented like he is, he's going to impact the Orioles because he He brings a defensive ability to the Orioles, who which are lacking good defense at third base. So he brings that. And he's bringing youth and electricity. He's hitting. He hit two home runs in one game already. He tripled in his first game. So, I think it'll be a big impact for the Orioles. And this will be good for him because I think the season, he'll go on a slump this season. That happens. That's natural for a young player his age. But the next season, this will make him a better player. And I think, honestly, because I think next season he'll be known as a rookie. He'll be a rookie. He'll be officially a rookie next season. He'll be Rookie of the Year coming up for next season.
The real question everybody wants to know, Mr. Baseball.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Baseball.
Go in, Oliver. Go in, Al.
MLB.
Yes. Yes.
Is Machado better than Bryce Harper? Mr. Bryce Harper hater, go.
I'm Mr. Bryce Harper hater. I mean, within the
right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's better, but I'm biased. I'm an Orioles fan.
See, that's why we don't like to listen to you about Major League Baseball, Mr. Major League Baseball.
I mean, in four games, I already told you with Machado was hitting. In the first, if we look at Bryce Harper, his first four games, he hit 385, had no home runs, only had two RBIs, and he had two doubles, no triples or whatever. Yeah, to me, Machado in his first four games is having just as more, if more impact than Bryce Harper. You don't hear Machado on SportsCenter being mentioned like Bryce Harper 24/7, but Machado to me has had a bigger impact in his first four games than Bryce Harper has. So yeah, I think Machado is the better player.
You know why you don't hear about him?
Why?
Because Bryce Harper has brought back baseball.
He
in the nation's capital.
Yeah, I thought Steven Strasburger did that.
Him too.
I thought he did that.
Him
know.
Too.
I think.
But Bryce Harper brought that buzz back. They didn't want to even bring him.
Yeah.
But the buzz to
the
Bryce.
Money. The money brought
Bryce.
Him, right? The
Bryce.
Money. The money, right?
Bryce. Ticket sales. He came. And look where the Nationals are now.
Is that because of him?
Are they in the first place?
Yes, that because of him, though?
I think so.
Is it because of Bryce Harper?
It's because is he not on the team?
He's on the team. Is it because of him, though?
He's part of the team.
Yeah, so it's
so,
the sole reason.
No one's the sole reason besides me.
Except what?
No one's the sole reason of anything besides me. So I won't give another person that honor, you know?
So you're telling me, Bryce Harper, the only the impact that Bryce Harper has is ticket sales when he first came up, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's ticket sales, that basically why.
Hey, and that's what made the team a little better. Because you know what happened? They saw fans then. It was like, we could do this. Because people play the game not just for the money, but for the love and for the fans. And that's what Bryce Harper did. And you don't see that because you're so narrow-minded about the Baltimore Orioles. But instead, open your heart like Cam Newton does with his Superman thing. He's not doing Superman. He's showing his heart because he's a kind, kind man. Cam, I'm just showing you love. Pay me.
I'll take Manny Machado over Bryce Harper any day of the week. Especially not as arrogant. He doesn't annoy me as much. But anyway, it's like the show's about over. Do you want to talk about one of your Cubs? Do you care about your baseball
the
team
Cubs?
Anymore?
I watch the Cubs play. I don't understand why we didn't trade Soriano. we trade Dempster. He didn't want to go. I mean, but we took him. I mean, he wanted to finally win. I just felt it was bad. I mean, the Cubs is a bad organization. I mean, just because I don't talk about them, I don't watch it.
They Redskins bad?
They're way worse than the Redskins.
Jesus.
They're way worse. I mean, there's no.
I mean, old Redskins bad.
We got the shortstop, Castor.
I know you're talking about. Yeah. He's a beast. I know.
Yeah, he's pretty good, but I'm sure he's gonna leave soon because we discussed it. We're bad. We're a bad organization. You know, when we didn't get Ryan Sandberg to be the coach, I mean, it upset me as a fan. You know, and it, manager, coach, the same thing.
No,
but it upset me as a fan. And when I watch the Cubs, I'll be like, oh, who are we gonna lose to next? I mean, it's just like
Marlon Castro. That's his name. Sorry.
Yeah, Marlon Castro. See, something to see, man. You think I don't watch baseball, babe? Hey, look. They call you Mr. Major League. I am the Major League. You know what I'm talking about? Major League Baseball. I'm sponsoring, baby.
All right, so we're wrapping up the show.
Wrap it up. Hey, like Chad did, he wrapped it up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. He wrapped it up.
He got them receipts, y'all.
He got them receipts. Yeah. Some chicks don't know how to handle it. Anyway, check us out on the Eyes Radio Network. Again, this is visit www.eyesradio.com to listen to our show on our website. Our show on our website. Just visit www.walio.podbeam.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. Once again, I want to thank my brother for finally, showing up to this show. He did a great job as always. One of the most entertaining people I do know. And one of the insane people I know in life. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir. First of all, I would like to say thank you for allowing me to continue to be here on this great show. Hopefully, you guys will be soon be on SportsCenter, I mean ESPN or Fox Sports or NBC Sports. I mean, let's show these young African male that
African American males
that
I'm not
you know
American now, so.
That we don't have to be in jail. You know, we don't have to be picking up trash because you're doing a community service. Let's show them that you can have jobs. ESPN, Fox Sports, NBC Sports, CBS Sports. Pay me! I just gave you a shout out, baby! Sponsor me!